This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last.
There is a good chance the vaccine industry is going to completely destroy its own credibility in this mad rush to push out a vaccine for the coronavirus. And the vaccine industry may be discredited for generations. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. It is May 14th with a pandemic.news update. We're looking at Operation Warp Speed and companies like Moderna with the mRNA vaccine platform and this mad rush to push out a vaccine, regardless of whether it's safe or effective. And in the history of medicine, when things have been rushed and when quality control steps have been skipped, and when long-term safety trials have been completely averted or ignored, more often than not, the results have been catastrophic. And you can look at the history of drugs like thalidomide, for example, and see these catastrophic mistakes and oversight. You know, Rezolin, for example, a diabetes drug that destroyed liver health in probably hundreds of thousands of Americans, if not millions. Look at the catastrophic mistake of hormone replacement therapy drugs, HRT drugs, that were heralded as the cure for cancer for women, turned out to cause cancer. Yeah, just incredible. And now we see this mad, frantic rush for vaccines to treat coronavirus at any cost, no matter they work or not, regardless of what the safety record is. Trump wants them immediately. He wants the stock market to do well. He wants the drug companies to have high stock prices, and he wants to say to America that he oversaw a vaccine that saved the country. And so in this mad rush, this foolish just nosedive into medical oblivion, we're going to see shortcuts being taken. Corners will be cut. The vaccine companies will commit fraud because that's all they know how to do. How many legitimate vaccines are out there right now that actually work, that actually are as safe as they claim? Almost zero. The only vaccines that are really effective are the ones that are given just to the level 4 biohazard researchers. But vaccines for the masses? Can you think of one that's safe? What about the HPV vaccine? Not safe. What about the chickenpox vaccine? Oh, it sheds live chickenpox viruses. What about the MMR vaccine? Oh, it causes autism. And the science was faked. The antibodies were faked in order to trick the FDA into approving the MMR vaccines. So the vaccine industry really hasn't produced legitimate vaccines for a long time. They don't know how. They don't know how to go through quality control, you know, ISO standards, GMP standards. They don't know how to, the culture of science in the vaccine industry has abandoned quality. They've abandoned ethics. They've abandoned everything other than the pursuit of pure profit. And that's all this is. When you're watching these companies produce vaccines and announce, oh, vaccine trials and phase 1 trials, all they're doing is cashing in with lies. All they're doing is playing on the stupidity of investors who are driving up stock market prices, and Trump celebrating the companies because he wants the stock market to do well, because he thinks that's how he's going to get elected, and so on. And that's it. But it's all fraud. The science is fraudulent. And what that means is that when the vaccines are actually released, when they're commercially available, they will harm people in huge numbers. They will harm and kill millions of people just in the United States, millions of people. And there are a variety of mechanisms by which that will take place, of course. One of them is the fact that the vaccine will set up the immune system to over-respond to future infections with an inflammatory immunological response known as a cytokine storm, and that upon subsequent infections with other pathogens, which could include influenza, doesn't even have to be the coronavirus class of pathogens, even just the winter flu could end up just terminating the lives of a large number of people who will then be said by the media and by the mainstream medical system to have died from the flu. You see, when the deaths start occurring, and this is key, the vaccine industry that produced these faulty coronavirus vaccines, they will never allow anyone to say that their product was faulty. They will blame it on something else. They might even blame it on the coronavirus. They'll say, oh my gosh, look, people are dying from the coronavirus. But if you look at the numbers, it's mostly people who were vaccinated. But they'll say, no, that the vaccine protected people, they'll say. Because it's a cult. It's a vaccine cult. It's just anti-science dogma. It has no basis in reality. So they will control the narratives. They'll control big tech. They'll have censorship. They'll have the media narratives, everything. And they will say that it's impossible for anybody to be harmed by this vaccine. The vaccine was approved by the FDA as safe and effective, even though it's actually fraudulent and, you know, risky. But you should be prepared to hear this. When people start dying from the vaccine, they will be said to have been killed by the virus or the second wave of the pandemic or a third wave or the seasonal flu or something else. Heck, they'll probably blame it on vitamin C. They'll say, oh, people took vitamin C and it killed them. You know, they'll just find something to blame other than their own vaccines. But if you look at the statistics, which you won't be allowed to, you'll be deplatformed and censored and blacklisted and everything else. But if you look at the stats, you'll be able to see, oh my God, this vaccine is killing people. That's probably what's going to happen. Now, if we are successful at raising the alarm and documenting the stories of people being harmed and killed by this vaccine, this could be a milestone in modern medicine and public health, exposing one of the greatest crimes against humanity that has been committed since the Holocaust. This is a modern-day vaccine Holocaust in the making, and Trump is all in, and so is the vaccine industry, the drug makers, and the Wall Street investors who want to cash in on this, and the media, and the tech giants, and Amazon.com, and everybody else. They all stand to make money off of pharmaceuticals and vaccines, and that's all they care about, is just profit at any cost. And so there's going to be a massive cover-up, and it's going to be difficult to get the truth out there. But if the truth prevails, this could be the turning point in the fight against unsafe vaccines. And I bet you that Children's Health Defense is going to be key in this battle. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and others like him, and Dr. Judy Mikovits, and Dr. Suzanne Humphreys, and others. Very important voices who are going to raise the alarm on this, because the censorship effort of the tech giants has not succeeded 100%. They've censored us, you know, 99%, but not 100%. The truth can still get out to a large number of people. And if this vaccine starts to result in large numbers of people dropping dead, and if that gets documented, and if that story gets told by even groups like Public Citizen or The Intercept or others, then it's going to change the world. It will completely discredit the vaccine industry for generations to come. And because we care about the real safety and the real health of the American people, we need to watch this very, very carefully. The vaccine industry is about to make a tragic mistake, rushing the vaccine, fudging the data, committing scientific fraud, thinking that no one will notice. Well, guess what? All eyes are on you now, and your lies will be noticed. Your fraud will be exposed. And we, the people, will, one way or another, we will dismantle the evil vaccine industry that's based on fraud and anti-human junk science, depopulation agendas, and much more. We will expose you, and we will seek justice through a court of law. Thank you for listening, folks. Share this message everywhere. This is Mike Adams, pandemic.news, brighteon.com, naturalnews.com. Take care. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock, even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/
Prep with Mike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel, first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger Store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.